Good News Ministries of GNM.org. It's the Catholic place for growing your faith. Good News Ministries will provide you with faith-building reflections, virtual retreats, prayer resources, and lots more. All of it is free. Visit GNM.org today. Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Frank Friar Podcast. I'm your friendly neighborhood Carmelite, the Frank Friar. Thank you, Father Nicholas, reporting to you all from upstate New York. This will be my second to last podcast up here in Middletown. I will be transitioning back to the Bronx in the next coming week, which I'm very happy about, and I ask for your prayers. Now, with that said, I've been really mulling over the gospel passage that we had this last Sunday, the 26th Sunday of Ordinary Time, year C. We were given the parable of Lazarus and the rich man. And as I was preparing my homily and everything, my mind kept going to the notion of names. You know, I took on a religious name, and I'm very happy with my religious name, and my religious name, Nicholas, is a challenge for me. It means the victorious people in Greek. Saint Nicholas, one of the first sort of prototype for saints that were martyrs. So every time I think about, and actually as I'm recording this, I'm speaking into the mic, I'm looking at a statue of Saint Nicholas. One of the things I've always noticed about this parable is the rich man doesn't have a name. It's as if he was lost amongst the things in his life. We could tell later on in the parable that he knew Lazarus and he knew his name. He calls for him by name to ask for Lazarus to relieve him with just a drop of water from his finger. And I think that's a temptation for us in our current situation here in the West. We lose ourselves in the satisfaction we think will give some sort of comfort by what we gain in the world. We forget that we are called to a satisfaction that comes about from life in Christ, who is our Redeemer. And like Bob Marley, the character from Christmas Carol, he goes to visit Ebenezer Scrooge and he shows him his chains that had been fashioned to him by his own deeds here on earth while he was alive. We see the rich man sort of bound, losing his identity, not being able to speak necessarily from that identity, lost his name, kind of like the demons. The demons never really speak in the I, they always speak in the we. They are legion. We can easily fall into that trapping and become ensnared by the comforts of this world and just seek the little sort of quote-unquote comfort that they may provide. And we heard from Amos this past weekend and the sort of dismal words that he has for the people, you know, because they are just simply being placated by the world and they're forgetting their identity in relationship to the God who has saved them. Now, how do we seek and strive forward? Well, there's two answers for this. I believe one is the notion that we hear about being poor in spirit. As Carmelites, we talk about attachments and our need to be detached from things. There are things in the world that we can gain and become attached to and have an inordinate desire in relationship to it. Even things that are close to children in our life. You know, I speak with parents and sometimes I hear them speak about their children as if they're little gods. That's not a healthy relationship. There is an inappropriate attachment there and it will not end well. Poor in spirit helps us to remind when we cultivate that sentiment, that attitude, that we are not our own saviors, that we are always in need of another. And what we have in our life, even if you're a parent listening to this and you have children, all is gift. That may seem like a saccharine idea, but when you get to the brass tacks of it by pondering it over, when you're looking upon a cross, you realize what it means for the Lord to have saved us through that cross. And what does that mean for us now? Those that are called to be poor in spirit. And then the other one we heard from 1 Timothy in chapter 6, I believe, that we are called to pursue. to pursue the eternal life that has been promised to us, that has been won for us. We have to pursue it. We have to have that disposition of reaching out our hands in need as Lazarus did. Not only must we be willing to comfort the Lazaruses in our life, we must be willing to reach out, calling out in need, knowing that we cannot save ourselves. Now, this shouldn't be a dismal reality, because we are aware that we are called into the splendor as Lazarus was received into the bosom of Abraham. We are meant to see the beauty of God, to see his face, to live in that light, to live in that love, and to bear witness to that. The reality of the kingdom of God is not something that just waits for us in the hereafter, in the future. We begin to experience it in the here and now. And we help to cultivate an awareness of the kingdom through a life cultivated with acts of charity and words of charity. Sometimes that charity will come in the form of a challenge, other times in the form of comfort. But as long as it's rooted in the love of Christ made known, the love of Christ made known through the cross, we know we're on sure ground. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'm with you. Know that I'm praying for you. And may God continue to bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you very much for your time today, my brothers and sisters. If you want more of my content, head over to my website, thefrankfriar.com. There on my website, thefrankfriar.com, you can find my blog posts. You can find links to my Catholic Stand articles, my YouTube channel, and a variety of the social media platforms that I use. All of this is on thefrankfriar.com. Also, through that website, you can email me also. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'll be praying for you.
I'm Father Dwight Longenecker. I hope you've enjoyed listening to some of my podcasts here at Breadbox Media. But today I'm speaking to you about a different opportunity. In September 2020, I'll be leading a fantastic pilgrimage cruise from Rome to the Holy Land, and then on the way back, stopping at the cities of St. Paul, Ephesus, Athens, Corinth, and more. While we're at sea, I'll be lecturing on the Gospels, history or mystery. When we're on land, I'll invite you to join me as we visit all of the holy sites, celebrating Mass, worshiping together, and having a wonderful time of fellowship. If you'd like to know more about this pilgrimage cruise, go to my website, dwightlongenecker.com. Go to the right sidebar, and you'll see a picture there, which invites you to get more information. Go to my website, dwightlongenecker.com, right sidebar, click on the picture of the cruise ship, and you'll get all the information you need. Alternatively, you can call the company that's organizing the tour at 800-247-0017. 800-247-0017. Ask for Father Longenecker's Cruise to the Holy Land. Thanks for listening.
Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at KaneFord.com.